Hey friend, do you want to offer meaningful learning solutions that create behavior change, fit in the flow of work, and yield real results for your nonprofit? If yes, this is the podcast for you. Join me as I explore instructional design and leadership development best practices, as well as change management, belonging, and influence. If we haven't met yet, I'm Heather, and I've been in your shoes. I'm a learning and development consultant and founder of Skill Masters Market. Before starting my business, I led learning and leadership development initiatives for a large national nonprofit. I know what it's like to need to develop your staff quickly and effectively and to build the relationships and cut through the organizational layers to be successful. And I'm bringing all of that to you in this podcast. So block your calendar, turn off your Teams or Slack chat, and let's dive in. It's learning for good. The skill sets your staff need are expected to change by 50% in 2027. That's according to LinkedIn's 2023 Workplace Learning Report. 50% in just a few short years. Is your workforce ready? Is your L&D team ready? If we haven't met yet, I'm Heather, and I'm the founder and principal consultant at Skill Masters Market, the business that powers this podcast and helps nonprofits all over the country achieve their staff development and training goals. I've been in L&D for well over 15 years and spent half of that inside of a large national nonprofit. We spent a lot of time thinking about the skills our staff would need then and in the future. And now as a consultant, I get to help nonprofits just like yours identify these skills as well. With so much changing, L&D has a role to play. That's what I want us to explore today on Learning for Good. Let's dive in. We keep hearing the workforce is changing. We hear all about the future of work. We hear about upskilling and reskilling. But how do we actually prepare our staff for the future? If skills are really changing by 50% in just a few years, how can L&D be a strategic partner for your organization? Today, we're going to talk about two techniques to get us there. We all want to prepare our staff for the future. That is the goal. Here's how we do it. The first thing is to identify the skills that will be needed in the future through a custom competency model. So the 2023 Workplace Learning Report identified four focus areas for L&D. One of them is being aligned to business goals, and another is upskilling. A competency model helps you do both. And here's why I love a custom competency model as a technique to prepare your staff for the future. When you create a custom competency model, you go through an intentional process of identifying the skills your organization is going to need to be successful. So we look at external research. What do the big research studies say is going to be important in the future? What are the potential disruptors that are coming your way and might change the way your staff do work? We look at all of those things. And we perform internal research. So what is your strategic plan, mission, vision, or DEI commitment say your staff are going to need to be able to do? What does it not say that might be implied? So we do that research as well. And then we also talk to staff in different roles throughout the organization to hear their perspective on the skills people use now and the skills they might need in the future. We can then sort through all of those insights, all of this data, and find themes and priorities that are specific to your nonprofit, but also aligned to the future of work. Through this process, I typically see organizations identifying things like communication or emotional intelligence, project management, and some sort of strategic or critical thinking skill. The 2023 Workplace Learning Report identified 10 skills, and including some of the ones that I frequently see, but also things like customer service, research, and teamwork. When you go through this process, you can identify the skills that are exactly what your organization needs, and they will be written in a way that reflects your strategies, goals, and values. I talk a lot about custom competency models, so I've dropped some of the other episodes in the show notes in case you want to learn more. If you aren't sure what skills are important for your organization and you feel like you're spinning in circles trying to figure out what to prioritize, it doesn't have to be that way. If you are ready to stop spinning and start working with intentionality, let's get on a 30-minute call and discuss your particular situation and needs. I'll drop my call link in the show notes as well. This is a quick and easy way to discover your path forward so you can stop spinning and get clear on what your staff need to be successful. So the first technique is to identify those skills that are going to be needed in your organization and get those into a custom competency model. The second step is to give staff the opportunity to build those skills, or the second technique, excuse me, is to give staff the opportunity to build those skills through things like training and career pathing. So now that you know what skills your staff are going to need in the future, it's time to help them develop those skills in particular. So the 2023 Workplace Learning Report also talks about how your staff want to be developed. They want to make progress toward their career goals, and that requires new skills. They want to stay up to date in their field, and that requires new skills. They actually want to be developed. They want you to invest in them. This is where training typically comes in. Maybe you create an emerging leader program to develop the skills you identified as important in the future. Maybe you create a future-focused executive leadership program. Maybe you pick a handful of skills and you create and offer training specific to those skills so everyone in the organization is focused on the same skills at the same time. There are a lot of ways to do this. The important thing is that you provide a way for staff to develop the skills that you've prioritized. We don't want that competency model to sit on a shelf. But it's also important to note that how you allow your staff to develop those skills doesn't have to be training. You could provide your frontline managers with a mentor. You could implement a cross-training effort so individual contributors get exposure to other departments and other roles, and they're able to develop their skills there. You could use individual development plans so that each staff has a plan that's unique to them. These options are great not just for developing skills, but also for career pathing. Plus, they will help you achieve the other two focus areas for learning and development as defined by the 2023 Workplace Learning Report. And those two things are creating a culture of learning, which I know many of you are trying to do, and improving retention. Because again, our staff want to be developed. They want us to invest in them. Now, I've used a lot of data from the LinkedIn report, but these two techniques are tried and true. I've used them in nonprofits and associations just like yours. That's why, as I think about our goal in L&D to prepare our workforce for the future, I know we can accomplish this if we are, one, intentional about identifying the skills our staff will need by creating that custom competency model, and two, if we invest in our staff development efforts through training, through coaching and mentorship, through career pathing. All right, that's it for today, friend. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time on Learning for Good. Hey, friend, was this episode helpful for you? Did you like what you heard? Do you want more content like this? Here are three things you can do. Hit subscribe. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. Share this episode with a colleague. This means so much to me personally. I read every review, but it also helps me learn what content you like most so I can create more of what you want. All right, turn that Teams or Slack chat back on when you're ready, and I'll see you next time on Learning for Good.